From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. In some ways, all is quiet on the housing market front. But after the inauguration, a long simmering debate over the role of government in the housing market may fire right on up. Specifically, what to do with Fannie and Freddie Mac. These are the government-sponsored enterprises that try to expand mortgage lending. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
To understand where Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are today, you have to go back, way back, to the Great Depression.
Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Banks were failing, people were losing their homes, there was no money to lend out. So the government created New Deal agencies to try and get housing off the ground again, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics.
Both Fannie and Freddie were set up to ensure Americans had access to the lowest possible cost 30-year fixed-rate mortgages.
Mortgages that investors knew carried an implicit government guarantee, which became explicit in 2008 when the housing market crashed, the feds took over shareholder-owned Fannie and Freddie and bailed them out with $188 billion of taxpayer money.
So if anything goes wrong in the economy or their housing book, we as taxpayers are back on the hook.
Free market conservative Republicans in Congress and Treasury Secretary nominee Steven Mnuchin now want to sever those ties and privatize Fannie and Freddie. Here's Mnuchin on Fox News a few weeks ago.
We got to get Fannie and Freddie out of government ownership. It makes no sense.
But he was quick to offer reassurance.
We'll make sure that when they're restructured, they're absolutely safe and they don't get taken over again. But we got to get them out of government control.
Though how to do that while keeping low-cost fixed-rate 30-year mortgages is an open question, says Chris Whalen at Kroll Bond Rating Agency.
Just about every mortgage that's originated in this country is guaranteed by the federal government. If you were to change that, the cost of a mortgage for your average consumer would go up several points, be more like 6 or 7%, because private investors are just not willing to take that risk.
Whalen says the political realities of anxious homebuyers, builders, and realtors may temper Republicans' privatization zeal. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.